We'll try to chop it up and we'll put it on.
Okay. All right. So this, guys, I want to give you a little bit of information about FSA, Fantasy Sports Alliance. So the season is over, but they're already taking applications for the 2020 season. You can go to their website, fsa-fr.com. You click on the blue Join Today button, and then you can go ahead and register for the season. Trying to get 96 teams at least next year. If you're talking about capping at that, that's what Brian wants to do. The owner of FSA, I don't want to cap it at that. That's where I want the start to be, 96 teams. Every league is going to have 12 teams in it. That's minimum. Let's get even more. Let's go. Let's shoot for 200. Let's just get crazy with it. Let's see how many people we can get. FSA-fr.com. Go check it out. Brian is incredible owner. What a great partner that we have. We love him. You guys, please go check them out. They do a lot of great things, and they're starting a dynasty league this league year as well. So check them out. You get prizes. You get all kinds of things. They have bowl games. It's incredible. FSA-fr.com. Go check it out, please.
Yeah, I'll make you a dope logo for your team, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's factual. You should always have a ring made.
I have a Batman ring, and that's the only ring I need.
Well, I mean,
it's my wedding ring.
Once you ship the trophy out, you got nothing.
I'm going to keep that. Be crazy.
Well, because the league will happen again, and then you got to ship the belt out when you lose it.
Welcome
to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. Get your Dakota rings ready, because we're flying up to the north, and we're going to break down some NFC, AFC North teams. A lot of disappointments here, boys. I was going through this list. It was like back on Christmas Day when I was poor. Disappointing.
Do you remember that?
That took a dark turn.
Yeah, I remember that. Lived in the trailer park till I was 15, so yeah, I remember that.
Then you finally grew up and got a job.
Speaking of Dakota rings, Brad, we've got a few converts to the Church of LJS.
I know.
We got three now.
Three more people to LJS. So
three Long total, John Silvers, baby.
Freshly caught Alaskan cod.
It's disgusting.
Freshly caught. Flash frozen, but freshly caught.
You don't even have to even look at those things here. It's amazing. I love it.
Delicious. Delicious.
Delicious. Get the little crispies on the side.
The crispies are the best. Hush puppies.
Just dipping it in your crispies so it's like it's a whole thing's breaded. Every bite's breaded.
Ugh, so gross.
But we're all doing great in a good mood. And I think everyone's doing good. You guys doing good? I'm doing good.
Yeah, my hair's coming back in.
It is. It is coming back in.
Yeah. We're going to be on the tube now. So if you guys have been checking us on the podcast, go over to that www.youtube.com. I don't know if you ever heard of her.
WWF.
But we're on there now. Eric's hooking that up. We'll see if he
has I'm going to try. Yep. We'll see what happens.
He's a very handsome man.
You can see our
ugly
mugs. You can see our great backgrounds we have, because we're studio quality, boys. Studio quality.
We're working on them overlays. Don't worry. We'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
I'm not working on anything.
Okay, I'll work on it for you. Don't worry.
I'm basically just going to Stu Gotts this thing from here on out.
That's what you've been doing since day one. So.
Thank you. Stu Gotts. What a compliment.
He just
nothing.
Talks out of his ass.
Yeah, knows Fair. Nothing. Doesn't really contribute. That's me.
We all do that.
Yeah.
On a week, like Brad is the only thing holding this together. Like he's got stuff prepared. He's ready to go with segments. That's pretty much it. He's our producer, ladies and gentlemen. He keeps it going.
Producer, showrunner.
Say crazy things like the Chiefs should win. And they did for once. So
but they didn't want to. Speaking of, this is our first show. This is first show since Super Bowl. Yes, it is.
Yeah, sure
it
is, boys. Bob.
All right, first show since Super Bowl. And we just had, you know, I think it was a pretty good Super Bowl game.
I thought it was great.
I had to watch every minute. I couldn't turn it off early.
Give it a C.
I'm a little disappointed in the MVP because I don't think Mahomes should have got it. He kind of was
Damian Williams.
He had three tutters.
Yeah, but Damian Williams
should have got it.
Yeah. He had two. He didn't
do
anything.
He had over 100 yards rushing against that defense.
Yeah, one of them, like half of that came on one run. So
To seal the game away, right?
Just calm down.
He should no way. I said it though that Mahomes was the only one that could win.
So
maybe not on the show, but I said it to somebody.
I was thinking the same thing too. Like Damian Williams, I thought like we were all talking at the Super Bowl party I was at, and they were like, yeah, Damian Williams is going to win. And then when you really go back and you look at it, you're like, Patrick Mahomes, well, Damian Williams did a couple of good things, but the stuff that Patrick Mahomes did to keep them in that game, even though he might not have had the same great game that he always has, that's why he was the MVP. Kind of like, you know.
But he's also the reason they were down, too. His turnovers, his bad turnovers. Yeah. He had a third down run where he fumbled the ball backwards, which cost him the first down. I mean, they did end up getting the first down on that next fourth down play, but they had to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, well, I mean, Nick Bosa was in his face every time he dropped back, so.
Well, that was going to happen. And Garoppolo, really honestly, he cost him the game by missing Emmanuel Sanders, who beat double coverage.
That could have sealed it. That could have sealed it for sure.
He did. But, I mean, I think what's funny and what I always think about, because I've listened to so much radio over the past week about the Super Bowl, everyone's giving Kyle Shanahan flack. But I'm pretty sure Kyle Shanahan don't play defense. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't give up those extra points. I'm
pretty sure. No, but he started throwing the ball when he didn't need to. But he does call the plays. So
even in Atlanta when they were down 28-3, the whole thing, like, come on.
They were running for 7 yards a carry. Just hand the ball off. You're up 10. Hand the ball off. They started. If you're going to run passing plays, run play action pass plays. Just dropping Garoppolo back didn't work.
I think the problem was Raheem Mostert did not get the ball enough. Honestly, Tevin Coleman was out there and he was okay. But when Mostert got the ball, it seemed like those were gashing. A lot of positive, good runs. So I'm glad Kyle Juszczyk got a touchdown.
I'm sure there was a prop bet for that. I'm sure.
There's prop bets for everything. What about commercials? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We can talk about commercials. I really didn't watch much commercials, to be honest with you.
I had a favorite. Cool. Eric had texted us earlier, and he was like, hey, should we talk about our favorite commercial? I had a favorite, but it was Eric's idea, so I'll give you the go ahead. You take the first one, bud.
Oh, my favorite one was the Shining Mountain Dew one.
That was a good
Ryan
one.
Cranston. That was my favorite by far.
That was a good one. I had to think about it because I was like, oh, man, the Doritos ones are always bangers. But for me, it had to be the Rocket Mortgage Jason Momoa commercial.
Everybody loved that one.
That one was so good. Because it was disturbing. Like, it wasn't just...
It was. Absolutely.
It was so good. Because he still had the big head and that little bitty body.
He looked a lot like... Well, his head looked a lot like the dude from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No, from...
Well, that too. There was that one,
death
too.
Death Metal show.
Yeah, the Death Metal
show. Oh, yeah, too. He did.
Metalocalypse.
That's Metalocalypse, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was that
he
one.
He did look
but
like
then,
that
to me, it
but
was
he did look like the neighbor from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
He just wasn't
agreed.
Fat.
Yes.
He just didn't have the fat belly.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
Jason Momoa. Just slap those abs off. All right. Well.
Yeah. But that's I didn't watch a whole lot of commercials. I wasn't really engaged with those as much as I normally am.
No, I thought they were
show,
great.
Though, I was fully engaged with that.
Everybody was.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. I know people didn't it.
What? Joshua.
It's a household thing with him. United Front.
I don't like it.
All right.
J-Lo at 50 doing things that I don't even know if I could do at 22.
Put some clothes on. I don't like it.
She was wearing clothes. Those were like full
body. Yeah, they had clothes on.
My daughter was watching that. It was disturbing. I don't want my daughter to see that.
Oh. All right.
Want her to be a young lady,
seductress. You want her to look like the beach volleyball players, right? They're out there playing for gold medals.
I never said that either.
Oh,
I don't want that.
Sorry.
Either.
From which country?
It doesn't matter.
Moving on.
All right. So then XFL kicked off today. We're recording this on Saturday. So the XFL kicked off today. I tried to watch a little bit. I just couldn't get it. Without the fantasy aspect there, like I don't have any fantasy teams in XFL, it's really hard for me to get engaged with. I remember some names. Sammy Coates had one good catch but dropped two balls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's consistent.
He was the halftime interview too because they're like, oh, he's the most – only guy he might knows all this, the stuff. So, Sammy Coates.
Did Ocho Cinco kick for anybody? That's what I was wondering.
He didn't actually try out.
Too bad.
Johnny Manziel wasn't there. But, I mean, so I did enjoy the pace of play. That was actually pretty good. And I liked the kickoff rule. I thought that was good. There were a couple things that they did really well. They stole some stuff from the AAF where they like talked through the like the coach's challenge when they would talk through like reviewing plays and stuff like that. So I liked that. And I like how they would come off, and as soon as a player like missed a field goal, he's like, "Hey, what was going through your mind when you missed that kick?" And he's like, like right as he came off the field, and you're like, "Oh, that's classic. I love it."
Well, what also about the this? I saw this too, and I'm like, "This it cannot be good," especially after what just happened with the Astros and stealing signs using electronics. You can hear the play calls getting called from the offensive coordinator to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I love the fact that they're still like
during the games, and you can hear the play, and then they will show. They will show it like Madden with the route trees.
Yeah, and they still cover their.
So you can literally just stream it on the other sideline and know exactly what they're
doing. You're not supposed to, but the Astros literally just were using electronic devices to steal stuff.
You know, it's XFL. No one cares.
It's like
Tech Mobile. Nobody cares.
Four plays, you pick the right one, you shut them down.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm like, this is a little rough here, boys, unless you guys are on tape delay, but then nobody wants to watch football on tape delay.
Well, I saw the thing, and these guys are only getting paid like $50,000 a season or $60,000 a season. It's not much. So, but the winning team of each game gets a $100,000 bonus split between all the players, and they have what a 53-man roster like the NFL. Mm-hmm. I think it's minus whatever 53. So that divided $100,000 divided by 53 is what $1,800. So congratulations.
But that's for playing a game on one day. You know what I'm saying? And you're getting exposure. Like they're getting exposure.
Or like an hour's worth of work, and it's not even actually an hour.
They're
of
getting
work.
They're getting exposure, but they can't get out of these contracts.
If it folds, like it's they not. Can.
If it folds, yeah. But so I was reading into this. So he's already put up enough money to go for 3 years. Vince McMahon, the owner, and he's willing to lose all of it. $375 million. He's prepared to lose it.
Wow.
It's It's easy to say that, but
he's already because he's planning on making it back on the TV deals when they renegotiate in 3 years.
Okay.
So he's got a plan for it, but he's willing to lose, you know, well over $250 million just to make this thing work, man. I like the fact that he's committed to it. They thought it out this time.
Mm-hmm. They do have a better plan than before. It's not – we don't have The Rock out there calling, you know, and like they did in the opening game for the other ones and stuff like that, getting a little crazy. But it's good. I just – some of the commentary was just – that's why I had to turn it off. Like Joe Buck and Troy might be bad, but who's the guy that does CBS – or Fox? Like
he does Kirk Menefee, dude.
He was doing one, and he's just – he doesn't – like he's very – even kill, and that's not what I want to hear when I'm watching the game. Like, oh, not a flag there. Like, I need somebody to be up and down and fall with the ebbs and flows of the game.
You need Gus Johnson. Yeah.
Oh God, he's so good.
Yeah. He's got breakaway from the cups.
He is the best March Madness announcer.
Even give me Bill Rafferty, who just makes up noises, and if I talk like that, people will think I have Tourette's.
Isn't there a guy for CBS that gets way too overexcited all the time?
Bill Rafferty. That's who it
Bill Rafferty. Okay.
Yeah, he's like old as dirt, been out there forever. Yeah.
I wonder if Romo would be good doing the XFL.
I wonder if Jason Witten will take over.
Ooh. Oh. Witt?
He's horrible.
Witt?
Don't talk about like that.
He's bad.
Ooh.
He's real bad.
Great.
He's disgusting. All
right. Let's not talk about this. Let's get into some fantasy talk here, boys. There's some news, but I don't have it with me right now. Actually, no, I do have the news. I know what it was. I forgot what it was. David Johnson going to get cut. Here's the big deal with this. So the rumors are that the Cardinals want to cut David Johnson. There is not a CBA. So this year is the last year of the CBA. Since there's not a CBA going forward, they have to eat all that money, $18 million in dead cap, to cut him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a lot of money, but they say they want to cut him. So with that being said – David Johnson, I mean, are they signing Kenyon Drake? We don't know. The season doesn't officially open until
they would have to.
Right before the draft usually, so we're not going to even know what's going on till then. But if they're cutting him, Kenyon Drake, somebody else is going to be coming in there. Are you guys excited for the running back in Arizona? Are you super nervous with Cliff Kingsbury wanting to air raid?
If it's Kenyon Drake, yeah, that'd be great. But he was on the last year of his deal, too, and now he's going to demand more money.
What if it's not even Kenyon Drake? What if you get
Chase Edmonds and a draft pick?
Chase Edmonds is still there. He's coming back. He had a good game too. Had he been healthy towards the end, I don't know what could happen with him.
They'll probably draft one.
They could. I mean, they need help in other places, I think.
I think Kingsbury learned
defensive
through the season. Sure. Because in the beginning of the season, they couldn't get any red zone touchdowns, right? They were not getting any red zone touchdowns. Kyler Murray would get them all the way down to the red zone, and they just couldn't get it in there. I don't know if it was height. I don't want to say it's height. He couldn't throw over the line. But the balls get batted down. Defense gets a little tighter throwing the ball. He started running the ball in the red zone. That's where Kenyon Drake was getting like these five-yard rushing touchdowns, these short yardage little rushing touchdowns, yeah, which were making him really good. So going on to next year, I know we can't bank on touchdowns, but if you give me an offense that moves the ball and we'll punch it in on the one-yard line, I'll take the Vulture all day. Give me the Mike Allstott.
Oh, I love Mike Allstott.
Hey, baby,
love him,
Mike Allstott.
I was actually watching a clip of him the other day where he was just trucking people for no reason. Like he would run towards people to go hit them. He was amazing.
All right, other running back news. Sorry, there is one more running back I kind of want to get to here. If we go back 2 years, was it 2 years in a little time machine? Maybe 3 years.
These are the top two guys. Oh, I know who you're going
to
talk about.
Todd Gurley trying to trade.
It was two.
Yeah. There is rumors.
Trading Todd Gurley. One, it's a huge contract. It's going to be hard.
What are the projected destinations, though?
I don't even
know. Do they have any?
Are projected destinations? I just know they want to move him.
So if they cut him, it's $25.6 million in dead money.
For Johnson?
No, for Gurley.
Oh, for Gurley. Oh, they won't cut him. No, they have to get something back for him.
They said all options are on the table. There's no way they can cut him. They have to keep him. So they're going to have to explore trading him.
They're in the same boat that Cardinals will be David Johnson. With no CBA, all that guaranteed money, all that money becomes dead cap money, and it just kills everything. And they don't have cap flexibility there.
No.
In the Rams.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
They pay Goff. They pay Cooks.
They pay Aaron Donald.
All that defense.
Yep.
Stupid.
Jalen Ramsey. Idiots.
They got to pay
Clay Matthews, yeah.
So, yeah, they're in a bad spot. But, I mean, what I want to talk about real quick with you, so the numbers came out for what the boys offered Dak Attack. $33 million? He said, nah.
He said, no, I'm worth more than that. You're not, Dak. You're not worth
$33. So Dak's going to get franchise tagged.
He is going to get franchise tagged.
So much money for Dak Prescott. Like,
how many years was that? Three years? 4 years? $33 million, like a year per year.
I think it was a 4 year deal, is what they were. They didn't talk about how much it was. It was just worth $33 million annually.
So he probably would have got, let's say, half of that guaranteed, maybe. So 66 guaranteed to 120, whatever, 130 something million.
When you do that, you're almost guaranteeing that your team is not going to win a Super Bowl. It's just
sure.
It's incredibly. I mean. It's selfish is what it is. If you want to win or you want to make money, you pick one or the other. That's what it is, really.
Yeah, the best commodity in football right now is a quarterback on a rookie deal. Patrick Mahomes, Carson Wentz. Russell Wilson, yep.
The last big quarterback with a big deal was, what, Peyton Manning? Tom Brady was up there. He's not getting paid for what he's worth, but he's still up there, I guess, compared to these rookies.
Yeah.
Garoppolo got paid quite a bit to do not a whole lot in that Super Bowl.
But their defensive line are all on rookie deals.
Yep.
And they're all monsters. So, yeah.
And that's
rookie deals are the best commodity in the NFL right now. And, yeah, they're going to waste theirs. But they'll, like Brad said, they'll franchise him so they can pay Amari, and then it will all fall apart when they finally do have to pay
him. Are you sure they're even going to pay Amari? It's going to, I mean, he's going to ask for a lot too.
So
I think they'll pay him.
And Byron Jones,
I saw a thing where they could tag Dak, and they're looking at having him play the tag out, but instead of actually playing it out, just get him to sign it and then trading him to New England to get Thomas Brady II.
No way.
That's what Michael Irvin was saying. There's a lot of talk. Tom Brady getting playing for.
I don't think you can trade somebody on a franchise tag. You have to do the transition.
They have to be on a transition. Yeah.
And okay. So transition tag.
This year is one of the weird years because at the end of the CBA, I believe you can do both. You can have a transition tag player and a franchise tag player. Before, you could have only one tag player. There's some weird CBA stuff because the CBA is done after this year.
When does the TV deal get renegotiated?
I don't know, but
I think that's 22.
The NFL 22. Owners print their own money. Let's get that straight.
They do, but you have the cap, and it's a hard cap. It's not a soft cap like the NBA, where you can go into luxury tax and all that crap. So if they renegotiate and they get a big spike in TV money,
the salary cap's going up $8 million this year.
Yeah, it averages 10 a year. But if that TV money comes in, like it did in the NBA, and they had that huge spike, if you can get to 2022, just barely stay under the cap, then you can sign some bigger deals with that spike. So franchise Dak now, pay Amari, franchise him again next year, and then...
You're going to see a lot of players, or maybe not even players, either trying to take a lot of money like Dak is right now, and teams not want to do it, because the CBA is not guaranteed. There's possibly going to be a strike in a year, boys. And if there's a strike, all this is washed. Like, these players are trying to get their money now.
Yeah.
Because that's what Melvin Gordon was... That's what he was worried about. That's why everybody's like, he's not going to hold out the whole season, because there is a strike looming, because guaranteed contracts have been a thing.
Stupid idiot.
I mean, they offered him the money. I don't know why you wouldn't take $33 million a year. That's insane to me to turn that down.
He's Joe Flacco,
gonna make
right,
him
baby.
It was going to make him, what, a top five paid quarterback. And he wanted to be number one.
For annual, I'm pretty sure that would make him the top.
He wanted to be above Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson makes 35 a year.
Win a Super Bowl then, Dak. Then you can get paid more than Russell Wilson.
I'm just telling you, he's the quarterback for
the Dallas Cowboys.
For America's team.
America.
They're not America's team.
That's what everyone keeps telling me.
The New England Patriots are probably America's team in terms of bandwagon fans. Yeah,
I think it's the Chiefs right now. Everyone loves Andy Reid.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Eric, that was a clever way to drink your drink. It made you look like made you look like a full-blown gorilla doing it. Like,
oh, did it?
You look like Amy from Congo. Is that reference?
By new sign language.
Oh, he gets it.
Yeah, I get the Congo reference.
All right.
Tim Curry,
so
great.
I think if you can find the healthy running back, so to circle back to what we were talking about, Dallas's offense with Dak Prescott is really good. If he's there again, which he will be playing there next year, he's going to be a great fantasy quarterback. Sure. The running back situations in Arizona, the one in Los Angeles for the Rams is more tempting than the one in Arizona, but there's going to be a lot of free agent running backs on the market. There's going to be a lot of moving and shuffling, and there's still a pretty decent class of running backs coming out of college. So to me, Los Angeles is more attractive than the Arizona situation, but I think you could still have a good running back in either one of those offenses.
Sure. And if you have David Johnson on a dynasty squad, they cut him. Does he hit waivers so he can go anywhere? If he,
Patriots.
So he could be in a great situation.
Tampa.
Could you imagine him with the Patriots? James White 2.0?
No, he's Rex Burkhead.
Tampa, baby. He's going to Tampa.
He's just there.
I mean, if he's on waivers, it depends on who claims him, I guess.
Yeah.
But I imagine a lot of people would.
So. I don't know. The injury history, man.
Yeah, but New England would be smart with him. They would be super smart with him, I'm pretty sure. I don't know about Tampa. I don't know how Arians would use him, but probably pretty effectively. Could be interesting.
You guys ready to get in this north?
No, the only thing I want to say is, you say the running back situation. We still got the Kansas City running back situation. Damian Williams, if they don't draft a running back, he's going to shoot himself back up into the third round again after this Super Bowl performance. Because playoff Dame is what they call him. And
he ran his butt off, man. Yep. He worked hard in that Super Bowl, for sure.
He did.
If he ends up being the lead back for Kansas City again, you're going to see him shoot up again. So, yeah, let's take this thing north. Let's go up here. Let's start with the Chicago Bears.
Please.
Their running backs were their top two players drafted. Big difference between the two on where they were drafted. Not really where they finished, though. David Montgomery was 33rd player overall taken. Tariq Cohen was 71st player taken. They finished as David Montgomery, the 24th running back. So right there, squeaked in an RB2, baby. Mm.
It's good enough. It.
16 full games will get you that. 17 full, 16 full games. Tariq Cohen, 27.
There you go.
Eric's favorite running back for Chicago. Didn't make RB2, but he made that flex worthy.
He did that. He's a good flex. Him and James White, man, great flexes every week. If you want consistent, 13 points. That's what you're looking for from your flex.
And then next up, we have Allen Robinson, 77th player taken. Finishes wide receiver 8. Allen Robinson.
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
PPR saves him, man. Do you guys – so I heard this question. What would you guys think of A-Rob if he ever had a good quarterback?
Dude, he's phenomenal.
Blake Bortles
and
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
Would he be Michael Thomas if he would have got taken by the Saints?
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think he would be that good at all.
Let's just simmer down there. He's good. Don't get me wrong. If you can be a top 10 wide receiver with Mitchell Trubisky as your quarterback, you're good. You're very good.
I would say he could be a better version of Keenan Allen.
Oh, he's already a better version of Keenan Allen with terrible quarterback play.
Okay, then who would I – well, I mean, is he better than Keenan Allen? I thought they were kind of in equal footing, but if he had a good QB and he could get some red zone targets, I feel like he could be, the better version.
Keenan,
I thought they
Allen
were kind of equal footing.
QB. Yeah.
Phil Rivers. I'd rather have Rivers than Trubisky. Yeah.
Rivers over Blake Bortles. Allen Robinson, Blake Bortles, and Mitchell Trubisky. That's been it.
Yeah, speaking of which, who's your Chargers going to have as a quarterback next year, bro?
Nobody knows, man. Tyrod Taylor, TT, the human joystick.
They're going to move up. They're going to move up and get Herbert, man.
Well, you let Cardell Jones go off to the XFL, and he's blowing things up over there.
That's fine. I'm just saying. Was it last year or the year before the Chargers beat out the Saints quarterbacks in the quarterback challenge? They did one in the offseason during the workout.
The quarterback challenge. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
It was Cardale Jones, Tyrod Taylor, and Phillip Rivers versus Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Brees, and I'm guessing Taysom Hill.
Mm. You know what? I propose this. You can have Dak for your Chargers and give us your first rounder.
There you go.
They're taking Justin Herbert probably.
Yeah, because they're not gonna pay anyone. Chargers are cheap. Yeah. Dean Spanos has no motivation to actually win. None.
No.
Just want to put some butts in some seats.
He doesn't. He's just like the Bengals owner. He's just like half the owners in the league are like that.
That's true. Rich people have money because they don't spend it.
It was like the guy who ran the Clippers for 40 years. He never wanted to win.
No, he was a slumlord.
He didn't want to win.
He was a slumlord.
Yes, he was. He was. He did terrible things with his real estate. All right. Yeah.
Speaking of Mitch Trubisky, Mitch Trubisky was the 139th player taken, finished as quarterback 26. So in a 2QB league, he was streamable? He finished the season a lot.
No.
Started it.
He was streamable? Question mark.
No, he finished the season way better than he started. He started so terrible that the fact that he got up to 26 is good on him. Now, Anthony Miller was 134th player taken. He finished as wide receiver 56. I bring this up because he's going into his third year. Another wide receiver there. If they can get consistent wide receiver play and he doesn't get taken out by Taylor Gabriel, and we don't have to worry about Trey Burton because he was the 152nd player taken, and I couldn't find him in the top 50 of tight ends, and I didn't want to dig any deeper.
Yeah, Josh, you're shaking your head, but he's your guy.
He is my guy. Yeah.
Is he still your guy?
He was hurt. He was hurt most of the year.
Yeah.
He was better when he was hurt.
I'm not done with my Trey Burton love. I still love Trey Burton. I'm not going to turn my back on him.
Speaking of somebody who only did something in the Super Bowl, Trey Burton only did something in the Super Bowl.
Hey. He was a top 12 tight end the year before.
Bears offensive players, though, going forward next season. David Montgomery, Allen Robinson. Yeah. Allen Robinson, is he going to be – do you think he'll fall to the third round just for the simple fact of
– Yeah, he will. Absolutely, he will. He's not. See, people don't think of Allen Robinson as a wide receiver one. They don't think of him that way. I mean, that's just the facts. Like,
that's true. They don't.
So when you people go off of these hot name values and you draft people like Odell Beckham, who hasn't been a good receiver in 3 years, and but it's like, oh well, it's Odell Beckham, so he'll get taken probably before, because you know they'll be so much more hype around Cleveland. Oh, they got a new offensive coordinator, new head coach, there's everything. Even though the situation will be the same, people will be talking about how horrible Mitchell Trubisky is. Allen Robinson will fall to the third round and help you steal there.
Okay, steal. One, Odell Beckham paid with a core injury. Let's be a sports hernia all season.
What does that mean?
Let's see you put on pads with a sports hernia.
I don't get paid millions. Have. I don't get paid millions of dollars to do that. He needs to grow up and play better. If I got paid billions,
he needs to grow up and say, I'm injured and I probably shouldn't be playing because I'm literally a decoy right now.
No, man, Ronnie Lott cut off a finger so he could play football. I'm not. Odell Beckham needs a man up. I'm not. And Ronnie Lott got paid a lot less money than Odell Beckham does.
Are you saying that Odell should have just stapled his hernia with like a staple gun and just gone out there and played? Is that what's up?
He did go out there and play, but I mean, I don't want to hear the excuses about Odell Beckham. He's a troublemaker. He did not blend in offense very well, but the offense was a mess anyway. Baker Mayfield looked like he was seeing ghosts all year. Offense was a mess, but Odell Beckham hasn't been good or healthy.
Okay, calm down, Booger McFarland and seeing ghosts. Odell Beckham's a troublemaker? How's he a troublemaker? What has he done to be a troublemaker? Yeah, he played in New York, one of the biggest sports media markets in the world. And was he ever suspended? Oh, no, he was he? No.
He's a diva, but all big wide receivers are divas. Period. Dot.
Michael Thomas ran his mouth.
He also hasn't had
this year, but because
he also hasn't really had a good quarterback in a couple years. He had Eli.
Julio Jones. Mister, I'll hold out when I have 2 years left in my contract. Mister,
he didn't hold out. He didn't hold out.
He doesn't have to hold out. They pay him.
He threatened it.
Yeah, they pay him though. Same with Michael Thomas. He didn't really say a lot, but he was like, "Well, yeah, I want a new deal," and he got one. But OBJ hasn't really had a good quarterback in a couple years either. Baker hasn't been what we thought he was going to be. And Eli had a noodle arm. OBJ threw the longest touchdown pass of that season for the Giants.
If Allen Robinson can be a top 8 wide receiver with Mitchell Trubisky, Odell Beckham needs to grow up.
All right.
Okay. I still love Odell Beckham. We'll get to him later. We got the Packers, though. We got Davante Adams, another diva wide receiver, taken as a 6th player overall. We'll talk about where he finished.
He's very good.
Yeah, how many? Do you guys know how many 1,000-yard receiving years he's had?
One.
That is true. One. Mm-hmm. He was 5 yards shy this year, so not really.
Doesn't matter.
He's always hurt though, which
yes,
doesn't help his value. But
he gets a lot of touchdowns, which makes him good. He finishes wide receiver 22. 22.
And that was because he finished strong. Yeah. He had, I mean, with that injury, he missed some
hurt.
Time. And then
he was banged up almost all year.
My toe. 22. Right?
Aaron Jones, though, 29th player taken, finished as running back. You know what, Eric?
3.
2 in PPR.
Oh.
2 in PPR. On the back of 19 touchdowns.
That is it.
Yeah, there's going to be some regression there.
Guys.
There's going to be some regression there.
He'll be a top 6 pick next year. Don't do it.
Not for me.
Hold on, though. Here's my only – my devil's advocate to that is that who else is going to get the offensive work there?
Jamal Williams. They keep giving him the ball sometimes, which is frustrating.
They do, but Jamal Williams wasn't healthy all season. I mean, who? Alvin Kamara was good in a two-headed system. We were like, "Oh, he's the number one player," even though he was in a two running back system.
He's the guy that should be your RB2, not your first pick. That's my opinion of him. I think that he's a very talented runner, but that he doesn't get the workload that he needs in order to be successful, and he's certainly not going to get 9.
Is this you saying this because you're really thinking you don't think he's a back end of the first round player? Him or Julio Jones next year, back in the first
Julio,
round?
Julio.
No, I'd rather have a running back. I'd probably take Aaron Jones.
Julio Jones.
Aaron Jones or Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, Easy.
Oh, even though Aaron Jones has stayed healthier, honestly?
Dalvin had a great year. And they're a run first offense.
Let me cook in that kitchen all day. Want it.
Yeah. I like to cook.
All right, then Aaron, quarterback, finished as quarterback 9.
Gross.
QB 9.
Doesn't feel like it either.
No, this QB year was a lot like this wide receiver year. It was just down. I mean, Michael Thomas was great, but after that, all the wide receivers, the two last year was better than the 2 year prior. So,
yeah.
Geronimo Allison taken as the 99th player overall. Marquez Valdes-Scantling taken as 101. They finished as 83 and 88 wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you which one was which because it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
That's bad.
That's sad because I was so high on MVS too.
And this is why I bring him to Aaron Jones is because there's not another wide receiver. There's not a tight end of Jimmy Graham who was taken at 157 and finished his tight end 21, which is still better than Trey Burton, but it ain't something you want to have on your team.
So no, it's bad.
I look at the Packers similar to the way that we look at the Saints. You got one wide receiver. You got one really good running back. You have another running back in the wings that's serviceable, but he ain't a guy you really want to have on. You're happy to start.
I would rather have Latavius Murray than Jamal Williams, but
exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. But neither one of them you want to start when the other guy's healthy.
No, that's true.
So it's one of those situations. I see it as a very similar situation. And honestly, Aaron Rodgers, I think, has more in his tank left than Drew Brees, who might hang it up this year, guys.
Oh, they got Taysom Hill, dude. He's thrown 6 NFL passes. He's solid. He's ready to go.
Please don't start Taysom Hill next year. Please start Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater ain't going to be there.
I still think Michael Thomas is quarterback proof, but Teddy Bridgewater should be the starter there.
Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a New England Patriot. So. Or maybe he'll be a Charger.
Tom Brady's not going anywhere. You saw the Hulu commercial. You calm down, sir.
He's going somewhere. All right.
Brady will do what Brady wants to do, let's be honest.
He's going to Dallas.
All right, Packers going forward. You guys kind of alluded to Aaron Jones. Josh, you said you'll take him maybe in the second round, but you're not going to reach in the first round take him, even though you took James Conner in the first round last year. How'd that work out for you? I think that's why you're saying this, because you're a little gun-shy from the James Conner biting you in the butt.
No, that wasn't it at all. James Conner just worked out because of the injury thing. I drafted Aaron Jones in the third round, and it still didn't matter. He wasn't consistent in the games that he had. He had, you know, a 4-touchdown game here, a 3-touchdown game there. Yeah, so even though he was the number 2 running back, he didn't help you like Christian McCaffrey helped you.
Yeah. I would rather have Zeke than Jones for sure. Bingo. Even though Zeke finished behind him. But more consistent production week to week for sure.
You know Zeke's going to get the ball Dalvin 20 Cook. Times a game.
Oh, yeah.
Saquon. I mean, I would still rather have Saquon even though with the injury this year.
Those top 4 or 5 guys. That, even though that 5th guy is kind of interchangeable year to year, like I would say it's Dalvin Cook now, but you're still going to put Kamara, McCaffrey, Zeke ahead of them, and then Saquon. They're all going to be the top 4 again.
You brought up Dalvin Cook. Let's just roll over to the Vikings now. Dalvin Cook was taken a 15th player overall, finished as running back 6, and considering that he missed, what was it, 3 games at the end of the year there?
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been up there. If he would have stayed healthy, he probably would have been there. I mean, Mike Boone was getting started because it was the Vikings offense with Mike Boone, who had a bunch of touchdowns when Dalvin Cook went down.
Yes, he did.
So that could have changed everything for Dalvin Cook's year. Do you guys think Dalvin Cook's going in the first round next year? Are you happy taking him in the first round?
I think he'll be probably the 4th or 5th pick off the board, depending on how you feel about Kamara next year.
Yeah.
Take a Michael Thomas above him, but any other wide receiver would you take above Dalvin Cook? Well, I don't even know. Would you guys take Michael Thomas?
I don't even know if I'd take – I don't think I'd take Michael Thomas over him. I think it's those 4 guys.
Let's Dalvin say Drew, Cook and then, Drew Brees
and then
is
Thomas
back.
At 6.
Let's say Drew Brees
I'll take
is
Thomas. Back. I'll take Thomas.
If Drew Brees is there as the quarterback and healthy.
You can't guard Mike.
You can't. But, again,
you can't.
That's Cook been his Twitter handle since high school.
3
you
games.
You can't even guard him, though. It's so true. You can't guard him. And Michael Thomas is always healthy.
That's true. He is. But you can't guard him. But going with my New Year's resolution, I would take the risk on Dalvin Cook if I picked at 5 or 6.
Okay.
What's your New Year's resolution?
He wanted to look at
the to take time. Risks on players because I was too safe last year.
Yeah, I took James Conner and Juju, so let me know how those risks work out for you next year.
Well, I mean, if You weren't. You were assuming that Big Ben was going to be healthy, which he usually, well, he usually isn't, but he's been relatively healthy the last couple of years. So,
all right, we got to speed this up just a little bit. So I'm going to talk about Thielen and Diggs real quick. Thielen was 23rd, Diggs was the 31st. They finished Thielen at 63, injury plagued year, just bad year. Diggs finished as wide receiver 24.
I would never ever draft Stephon Diggs ever.
I traded him. Unfortunately, I drafted him and I traded him.
I would never draft him. Right. He's worthless to me.
I was going to talk about Alexander Mattison, but I'm not going to because we don't have a lot of time. But he was 127th and 60th running back. Kirk Cousins was 131st player taken, finished as QB 15. Kirk Cousins is just a guy, man. He is what we thought he was. Great Denny Green would say.
He's good in a 2 QB league.
Yep.
I know because I have him.
Kyle Rudolph, 155th player off the board, late flyer tight end, finishes tight end 14. When Thielen was down, his numbers were okay. So he was getting some of those targets again.
What does tight end 14 really mean
in the grand scheme of things today?
When you're streaming tight ends and you're trying to pick the right one, he's one of those guys you can plug in there. Because when you're living down there with a Jason Witten's in them, Jason Witten finishes 10, but you didn't want to start Jason Witten every week.
How dare you? I did in one league. How dare you?
Okay.
It worked out just fine.
I want to move over to the Lions. This is why I wanted to speed this up, because I wanted to give Josh a little bit of time. Kerryon Johnson, 29th player off the board. He finished as running back 54. Another injury, another year. Are the Lions going to go out and get another running back?
That is quite possible. They're probably going to draft another one. Kerryon will come in as the incumbent starter, but it's completely possible for him to lose the job. I think he's very talented, but he's hurt. I mean, like you said, he's injury plagued. It's been 2 years in a row.
Even his senior season at Auburn, he had the shoulder injury, right?
He had the shoulder injury, yeah. But I mean, his first year, his rookie year in the NFL, he could have come back earlier, but the season was already down the toilet, so he didn't come back. Last year, I mean, season-ending injury. He went on the IR. Yeah, I got no retort for that. He's an injury play guy. I love him, but
bust.
You know, if you can't stay on the field, well, he's a third round pick. It's not like he's a bust.
Bust. For all the hype around him the last couple of years, he's a fantasy bust.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I can't argue with that. He is.
All right, the wide receiver situation in Detroit was kind of messed up all year because Matt Stafford got hurt early, who started off really strong.
They were a good little 1-2 punch, though.
Yeah, Kenny Golladay was the 47th player taken, finished as wide receiver 9. Kenny Golladay, looks good. If Matt Stafford was there, he would be even better. Marvin Jones was 105 player taken, finishes wide receiver 28, and he missed a lot of the year.
Yeah.
Did he drop to 28?
Yeah. So he finished right outside that wide receiver 2, but some of these leagues out here, 3 wide receivers. Marvin Jones is a guy that people forget about draft day. He goes in those middle to late rounds where you can go get him. Especially if you're going running back heavy early, he's a good guy to get who will have some of those big games.
Great flex play. Yeah.
They're gonna sling it no matter what. Matty Stafford's gonna throw the ball. There's never been a run heavy offense there because they've never really had the running backs to do it.
We had a kind of a roller coaster of a season. Not really a roller coaster. It's more one of those log rides where it comes up and you get one like woo, and then you're done. TJ Hockenson, 126th player taken, finishes tight end 31. Had that great week one where we're like, okay, maybe it's real. Maybe it's real.
We're sorry, TJ. Woo! We're sorry.
We hit the splash mountain, baby, and then the ride was over. And we were just sopping wet walking through the rest of the amusement park in 140-degree humidity, just sweating there because it won't dry. And you're just plop, 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 going to every other ride with wet underwear, just chafing.
I loved it. I loved it because it's a typical overreaction. I was like, oh, TJ Hockenson. Did the same thing with Daniel Jones. Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong. No, Daniel Jones is the guy you thought he was. He's a hunk of junk. And the Lions still don't use tight ends. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not in their DNA. They like to throw it deep. They got Marvin Jones. They got Kenny Golladay. At one point, they were 11-13 in PPR. So, yeah, definitely if you go, like Brad said, if you go running back heavy next year in the draft early, definitely take a look at those guys in those middle rounds for sure.
Matthew Stafford, he was a really late pick, one of the last quarterbacks taken in the drafts, 161. He finished his QB 29, but that's – we all said it. He was hurt all year. He's a guy, if he comes back healthy, I mean, the offense wasn't looking bad with him there.
He's a good stats, bad team guy. So, yes, he's going to put up fantasy numbers no matter what. He's a guy being a dude, throwing the ball.
All right. Let's move over because, really, we kind of talked about the Lions. Let's move over to the AFC. We got the Steelers. We got Connor and Juju, which we've already alluded to. Connor.
Josh's favorite pair.
Connor, the seventh player taken, finished as running back 35. Juju, yep. The 13th yep. player taken, finished as wide receiver 65. So yep, even in three happens. Wide receiver leagues, Juju was unplayable. And what's really weird about this is the other two wide receivers there, James Washington, not Dante Moncrief, and Johnson, Deontay Johnson, they finished above Juju.
Yeah, they did.
So James Washington was a 101 player taken off drafts. He finished as wide receiver 54. Not great, but he had those games. Three wide receiver league. He was a guy maybe some people were throwing it to every now and then, putting him in lineups. And then it's Deontay Johnson, right?
Yeah, Deontay. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. He was pretty much undrafted because it was like 200 or 300s. Undrafted player. He finished as a wide receiver 41. Wasn't great. Yeah,
what is I?
What we forget what is about
I don't
Steelers.
Care for 200.
The we forget don't forget about the Steelers. Big Ben pretty much was hurt the whole season. Elbow was not right.
Yeah, what was it? Game two?
Game two, he came out. Yeah. Offense was never right. So I don't know what to take away from this offense at all. I don't know if I want to completely just give up on Juju. He's still young.
He is young, but Big Ben is not. And like you said, I think last week or the week before, he's having Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Big Ben.
He ain't going to be ready.
If we see if they take another quarterback early, like before the third round, watch out for the Steelers. Because, I mean, they don't have any first-round picks, so they ain't taking one of the first round, I'll tell you that much.
No, because
Minka.
Minka Fitzpatrick, yeah. Almost defensive player of the year. Almost.
They should I think they should tear it down on the offensive side of the ball. Trade away those guys, get as many picks as possible, and try to rebuild.
They can't. They have a great defense right now that they're going to have to pay soon. There's no way they have to win now. They need Big Ben to come back, and they need to win it now. Because look at the Rams. Oh, my God, they're going to be great forever. And, oh, my God, we started paying people, and now we got to sell off pieces. Like Monopoly. Like, we bought these fancy hotels, and nobody hit on and they didn't hit. So now
I think if you say that, in the NFL, you're an idiot because every team's got a window and it's 2 to 3 years tops. That's your window because that's as long as your rookie deals are going to last for those key positions. So
good thing old Patty Mahomes got his in real quick.
Okay, so sure. I don't really want to talk about Vance. I don't even want to talk about Vance McDonald, Jalen Samuels, Dante Moncrief, Big Ben. We already kind of talked about.
There's no reason to.
No reason to talk about those. Let's move over to the Bengals. Let's talk about Bengals. They're going to have a new quarterback next year, so I didn't even put Andy Dalton on this list because it was useless. Joe Mixon, 18th player taken, finished as running back 13. With the way his season started, the finish almost as an RB1 is really great. I got good things looking for Joe Mixon next year, especially with Joe Burrows there, who could hopefully keep defenses honest.
Yeah, I think Joe Mixon will be a good end of, back end of the first round, early second round. He'll be good value there.
He's a guy who I believe could finish as the RB1. The RB1.
Tyler Boyd, who everybody was worried about with no A.J. Green, who was hurt. A.J. Green was the 64th player taken, was hurt all year, didn't put up any points. Tyler Boyd, as the number one wide receiver, he was taken 52nd overall, finishes wide receiver 18 with just completely awful quarterback play. The fact in PPR that he got into that wide receiver 2, it was very sporadic, but when you're talking about wide receiver 2, you're not talking about consistency down there.
Right. You're looking for those big games, those flashes week, every other week, every third week, whatever.
So next year with Joe Burrow's maybe this offensive scheme with, you know, the Black Ranger down there, things can happen. The head coach
good
has
Power
the
Ranger
same
reference.
Name. The head coach has the same
they
name.
They do. That's right. They do have the same name. That's right. Well, and they got John Ross. If he doesn't pop a core muscle, a hamstring.
John Ross might be gone, boys.
He's done.
Over.
It's probably a good idea. They should look at a receiver this year, though, because they need somebody to throw in there. Yeah.
Is AJ Green coming back? He doesn't have to come back.
I don't think he's coming back.
I think they're going to tag him.
If he, even if he does come back, I think he's cooked. I think he's just too injury prone, not worth it. So I think they need to draft a receiver in the first three rounds.
And then let's get to the Cleveland Browns. I was going to leave them till last.
Cleveland Steamers, you mean?
Because I figured they were going to be talked about the most. We got Nick Chubb at 12, finished as RB8.
He's the only saving grace on that team right now.
Could have been a lot better had Kareem Hunt not came in there and just killed everything. Kareem Hunt was the 100th player taken, finished as running back 47. And when you put that into account that he only played half a season, not even, the fact that he got to 47 in the RB ranks is pretty good.
Yeah, but Jarvis Landry, though, was good.
No, Jarvis Landry. Yeah. So something I really didn't know, you know, Jarvis Landry has never finished worse than wide receiver 15 in PPR.
No way.
That's a nice little nugget right there. I'm going to stock that one away.
Well, you got to remember all those
PPR.
All those Miami years, he was just a PPR machine. That's all he did.
100 catches.
100 catches for 300 yards. That's all he did.
That's true. And 100 catches for 300 yards.
That's all he did, dude. He just
points. It's points in PPR, though. But, like, who – not a lot of – I mean, I know we don't play in any standard leagues as far as I know, right? Everybody plays PPR. So So, as a matter of fact, some places call PPR standard now. So, but
or it's their default setting. But right. So speaking of Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. Here it is. Odell Beckham was the 15th player taken. Jarvis Landry was the 65th. Odell Beckham finished as wide receiver 25, with only 2 100-yard games. He finished as wide receiver 25.
He's still a freak of nature. Like. He's a freak of nature, period, dot. Even with a hernia or whatever he had, popped an ab or core muscle or whatever, he's still a monster, straight up.
And Jarvis Landry. Now, if
Baker can throw him the ball next year, it'd be great.
Jarvis Landry finishes wide receiver 12. I wonder what would have happened to Jarvis Landry had David Njoku stayed healthy with that offense and how the offense would have ran. I was just something to think about how the offense would have ran. Also, I want to see what happens if Nick Chubb is the guy back there next year. Do they bring Kareem Hunt back? I don't think so, but
I doubt it.
Are they going to draft
not with his offseason?
Well, do they want to still 1-2 punch back there? Do they not want to ride Nick Chubb in the ground? Do they look at teams like the Rams and like the Cardinals that ran their young running backs into the ground and now they're hurting?
They got the Vikings OC, correct?
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski, baby.
Yeah, I think Nicky Chubb's going to get lots of work next year. And in the I think he's going to get more work in the passing game too. So I don't think Kareem Hunt's coming back.
They have a lot of draft picks still cuz just somehow
they did stockpile. They did stockpile.
I can see them taking a second day running back to put back there with Chubb.
Sure, but a second day guy isn't probably going to steal his job.
But it's just like an Alexander Mattison with Dalvin Cook. One of these guys that we see flashes from.
Yeah, you want a guy with a decent pedigree to be there in the wings in case something happens to Chubb. But Chubb's a beast, man.
As bad as you guys want to talk about Odell Beckham, I mean, he finished as wide receiver 25. Poor Baker Mayfield, though, man. He was drafted 63rd player over, finished as QB 20. Woo! Just threw up all over.
Yeah, top seven, top five? That did not age well at all.
Like I say every week, good thing he's doing all those home improvements to the field and mowing the lawn and stuff, so they're getting the money out of him some way.
Them Hulu commercials, bro. Keep doing them because you need them checks.
Is Hulu the new curse? Todd Gurley, Baker Mayfield.
We'll see what happens with Tommy B.
Saquon.
Saquon got hurt this year. Uh-oh.
Yeah, because the Madden curse didn't hit Mahomes. Yeah, everybody says it's still hitting AB, but.
No, Drake took that.
AB got hit so hard.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that? Speaking of, before we get to the Ravens.
For 2 years.
Odell Beckham apologized to the Steelers on radio and said his time is not done with the NFL now. He's back to possibly trying to come back.
You mean Antonio Brown?
Yeah, AB.
Yeah.
Sorry, AB.
Oh, I thought you said OB. I saw he apologized to the Steelers for being a distraction.
Who cares?
That's great, man. I'm glad you have a conscience all of a sudden, and you're sorry about that, but that doesn't mean you deserve to come back.
He was the most consistent wide receiver in the NFL last year. Just saying.
He, as soon as he got done apologizing to the Steelers, he went and took another shot at Juju. The guy's an idiot. He's a moron. He's
done. The most consistent wide receiver in the NFL last year. Just saying. He played one game, and it was amazing.
If he doesn't go to jail, though, right? Because that's what we're worried about currently.
I don't care what happens. He might go to jail.
He ain't going to prison.
Okay. He's going to prison. If he doesn't go to prison or jail, for that matter, some team is going to take a shot on him. It'll happen. Somebody will get desperate Bengals? And do it. Could you imagine him and Joe Burrow? I mean, they shouldn't hang out together, but that'd be a nice combination. And they could get him cheap, too.
Jacksonville with Gardner Minshew? Who has a better mustache? No. Odell Beckham's yellow mustache or Gardner Minshew's
Keep that man out of football. He does not need any more hits to the head. He needs Jesus, and he needs medication. Man does not need.
I saw good old Jesus down at freaking Home Depot today. He don't need no yard work done.
You live in a remote part of the world. No, you did not.
You don't know what I saw. All right, anyway, let's move on to the Ravens. Let's talk about
where I live. That happened.
Okay, let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. We have Mark Ingram as the 40th player taken. Finishes running back 11.
Sorry, who are we talking about? Mark Ingram?
Mark Ingram. Running back 11.
RB1. Got it. Yep, they run the ball more than anybody else. He should finish in the top 12. Period.
Yeah, and again, like the back end of this half of this running back class, it's woo, up and down.
Yeah, I traded him.
Okay. Lamar Jackson, though, the bell of the ball. 98th player taken. Number one player in fantasy.
Your reigning MVP, ladies and gentlemen.
Next year in drafts. Who's going first, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes in your draft rooms?
I think Jackson will go first just because of what he did. He rushed for what? How many yards? 1,300 or whatever it was?
Patrick Mahomes won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, that's what's going to be fresh on people's mind will be the MVP, the Super Bowl.
I think season when people MVP, start doing
Super Bowl MVP, they both.
I think when people start doing draft research for fantasy, they're going to look at Mahomes got hurt. Yes, he was still really good, but Lamar Jackson was head and shoulders above everybody with that running game. And how many touchdowns did he throw? 30 plus?
Head and shoulders, not a sponsor.
Yeah.
It's Patrick Mahomes' sponsor.
It is his sponsor.
And yeah, people probably forgot about Mahomes throwing 50. He could do it again. He absolutely could do it again. But
if he's healthy, Tyreek Hill's healthy. Sammy Watkins finally sending him out to pasture.
But those are, with that team, those are a lot of variables. So I think Lamar Jackson is probably going to go ahead of him because people will think it's an easier stat line to recreate with his
legs,
team.
Legs, baby. Legs. Yep.
Legs. Yep. And they do enough with play action to give him easy throws down the field.
He won't play 16 games next year.
Are both these guys?
No.
I don't know, man. He's good about not taking body, big hits. I didn't his, see him get
he's
blown
very
up.
Good about not taking big hits. He Mike never Vick, got blown up.
I saw
year.
Mike Vick get blown up all the time. I do not see Lamar Jackson getting blown up.
Well, that's because Vick would like run towards the sideline and then spin in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would spin in.
Got to get a couple more
and
yards.
And get whacked. So, Lamar, he just gets out of bounds.
Real quick, though, they're both gone probably in most draft rooms, second round, right? By the end of the second, they're probably both gone. Because as soon as one goes, the other one's going, right? Like, somebody's going to freak out. Like,
It'll start the run of quarterbacks, of course. And I'll take a receiver or running back there.
The third round, for sure, they'll be gone. I'd say the third round, for sure.
I think you'll see somebody overpay for both of them in the second in a lot of draft rooms. I think you will.
Probably, yeah.
Which is crazy to me, but sure.
Now, a couple other little good things from this team, because when you do have the number one quarterback in fantasy, you get some other good players on your team, right? You get Mark Andrews, who was the 142nd player taken, finished as tight end 5. And his running mate back there, the only other wide receiver that was somewhat of good, was Marquise Hollywood Brown, the good Brown family member now. He was 164.
He is the favorite.
And he was 47th wide receiver. I know it doesn't sound good, but considering the injuries with Marquise Brown all season and Mark Andrews all season, if these two dudes can come into camp and be healthy and not have to take rest days every Friday because they have to be ready for Sundays, And if Lamar Jackson continues to improve with his throwing, because let's be honest, he's still improving.
Yeah. Every year. Jarvis Landry's a better, more accurate thrower than he is. They proved it at the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge. It happened. Google it.
Nobody watched that except for you.
Well, no, I saw the headline, and then I had to.
Like, I saw the headline. All right.
Yeah, then I had to look into it. I was like, oh, that did happen.
Good thing Odell wasn't out there just lighting all of them up.
Dang. Because he throws them 70-yard bombs.
Mm. Yeah, well, too bad he's not relevant. So, all right.
All right.
Brad, did you see how Auburn beat Kentucky in basketball?
I don't know if you. I did. Somehow you guys got to the line 45 times? Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God.
Don't foul my boys. Don't foul my boys.
Yeah, that's 45. Insane free throw disparity. Did they play in Auburn?
Yes. Especially especially in college. 45 free throws in college.
At everything.
Kentucky. Well, Kentucky's an SEC team.
If we cheated at every.
I know they are, but they still. Everybody in the SEC cheated.
Bruce Pearl was just getting in
it. If we cheated at everything, we would win more. We would win more.
You made the Final Four. You made the Final Four, yes, last year.
That is factual.
The seniors at Auburn have the most wins in Auburn basketball history.
Yeah, they're really good.
Who won the national title this year in college football? Not Auburn, but
LSU.
LSU, SEC, and Auburn was what? They won one what? A year ago? 2 years ago?
No.
You know who won the national championship in volleyball? Kentucky. So I'm just saying, women's volleyball. What's up?
Well, we won it in equestrian. Who cares?
Don't you say it? We're talking about the SEC.
SEC cheats at everything.
SEC.
Equestrian, basketball, volleyball, football.
We got a great swim team, too.
Swimming. Yeah, all of it. Swim team. If it's a collegiate sport, the SEC cheats at it.
Yeah.
Period. Dot. That's it.
Yeah, the SEC did have like more than half of the teams in the College World Series were SEC teams last year.
Oh, weird. Weird. Because they buy people's buy people homes and give them jobs. Weird, crazy.
That was Memphis. Cheaters. That was Memphis. Yeah, that was Memphis. Wasn't us.
It was Memphis that got caught.
No. Yeah. Actually, it was a BS story. Anthony Hardaway, before he was the coach, because he was coaching that dude's AAU team. He bought his mom a house before he was the coach, and then he became the coach, and they found out about it. And like, oh, and he's like, that was before I was even had this job. Like,
yeah, and he doesn't care.
But that kid. Came to the school before, blah, blah, blah. All right, so, Josh, you want to send us home?
Thanks for tuning in to Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at EmptyWagonFF. Brad is going to be at Tack Jones because he's sharp as a tack. And then that's how we got the name. And then Eric is at Guns of Feld 19. It's because he's into some nerd stuff I don't understand. And I'm at FF Josh Hughes because I'm not creative. Now, you guys can hit us up, ask us questions, whatever you need. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Bye. Yeah, check out these ugly mugs on the YouTubes if we can get it on there. We're going to try. We're going to try and make it happen. Josh, what's the URL for that? Do you know?
I have no clue.
It'll be on YouTube.com.
Yeah, link. Okay, yeah, we'll put the link in the description so you can check out our ugly mugs on the
get
YouTubes.
Get our merch. Check out FSA. Do the whole thing. Oh, FSA-FR.com. Boom.
Bye.
Bye.